Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we do first-time callers a lot, so new people can get in, but we're doing everybody today. And one of our frequent callers, Julio's up first, and I'm going to go to everybody else is patiently holding, Owen and others. I'm going to get to all of you before our next guest comes on. Let's talk to Julio on Syria GMO. You're on the air.
First off, Alex, a quick PSA to anyone in Chicago. Lindsey Graham, Ms. Lindsey Graham, will be speaking Monday morning at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, which is the Council on Foreign Relations, his sister group or their little minion group. But Monday morning, he's going to give an update on Congress. So if anyone wants to voice or vent or do whatever they, you know, peacefully want to Mr. Graham, I highly suggest going to see him at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
I think Ms. Graham ought to marry Mr. Maddow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They can do it at Boys Town in Chicago. Quickly, Alex, a couple of points. Number one, Executive Order 13650, a new executive order that our lovely Presidente Barry Santoro signed a couple of weeks ago. Improving Chemical Facility and Safety and Security is the name of the executive order. And basically, all chemical plants, nuclear plants in the United States are now under government and under the guidance of Homeland Security.
Oh, no, no. Homeland Security is seizing everything. They're telling concert venues that you can't operate unless you grab everybody's genitals. So I can't go to concerts because now everywhere you go, they literally grab your genitals. The new American handshake should be that you should wear your genitals on the outside to show you're not a terrorist. Instead of like in the old days, and you would hold your hands up and wave to show, I don't have weapons, I'm a friend, you know, at 200 yards away. And then you would shake hands to show you were a friend. In the new America, you present your, I'm sorry, but it's actually probably going to be the new truth. You will get over the hood of the car for a proctology exam by the officer. So I think it's a great idea. What do you think? Lindsey Graham could train the police.
I think so. And another thing quickly, Alex, the U.S. versus Shokar, I saw this on Krypton.org a couple of weeks ago, but our lovely United States government has assisted a motion for a protective order. So basically all information regarding the trial is under a protective order. So
They declared national security on this trial, so he doesn't go up and say, I'm innocent, that was CIA. He's already saying that. So they can't let that come out because they did the bombing and it all blew up in their face. Imagine how mad they are at us. That's really our big coup this year, was covering that, breaking it, and Badandi and all the rest of it. That's like risking our lives. I don't like doing stuff like that. It's really pushing it. But, hey, c'est la vie. Somebody's got to do it. And boy voyage to Alex, maybe, if we keep doing this. Boy voyage to Valhalla. The Valkyrie's going to take me up there? I don't know. Sometimes I think I deserve it when they come after me. But the point is that all this is happening, and it's incredibly historical. And, yeah, I forgot. National security on that? National security on shooting their friend. Remember, will you print me that? They've declared, made the FBI killing secret and declared national security. Because, I mean, that was in the news when it happened, but or a few weeks after. I want to be able to show that. I feel really bad, though. I'm sitting here talking about this, and his wife's coming up with us in about 20 minutes. So thank you so much, Julio. Now, when we come back, I'm going to go quickly to Owen and President Bush. This is getting ridiculous, people using whatever name they want. How about President Obama? How about President Clinton? I think he deserves another Peace Prize. And then Christian. And then Rhonda. We're going to talk to everybody coming up after this quick break. I love that sound right there. What is this? It's like a big engine turning on. The engine of liberty. It's firing up. The gremlins are scaring in fear. They want to dominate us because they're so afraid of us. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. The news website is Infowars.com, Backup Auxiliary, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The wife of Ibram Todushev, who was executed by an FBI death squad while tied to a chair, they declared national security on it. I guess they'll come to my house and do that to me. It'll be like, well, that's what we do. But I'm the free, I'm the brave. I mean, if we can't secretly execute people, what can't we do, you know? The torture's good. Land of the free, home of the brave. We're going to have his wife on. We're also working on the rest of his family. Appreciate her courage. Renny Todashev scheduled in the next segment. Let's go back to your calls. Owen, in Missouri, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. We've noticed you haven't been taking your fluoride, so if you could just come in and we'll give you your fluoride and maybe a little mercury, okay? Is that okay with you? Can we tie you down?
You sound like the Fox brothers that do Conrad the Constitution pieces where this turd walks up to his front door and he goes, oh, you're a turd. And he goes, I'm not a turd. I'm the Affordable Care Act. And then Pelosi's like a dog and does something on the front lawn. He goes, what's that? And he goes, oh, that's the employer mandate. I'm going to leave that there until after the election. It's so funny. I'm a big fan of the Fox brothers. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, man. Well, just typical NPR. Hey, first of all, I just wanted to say...
Hey, what's wrong with bombing people? It's pretty liberal.
Hey, why don't you like mercury? It's good for you, okay? Just take it, all right.
Before I get to my point, I just wanted to say thank you to you and your staff and whoever your source is down in Texas for leaking that information about the nuclear transfer. I don't think people understand. I mean, that literally might have saved millions of American lives. That could have been their false flag for all we know. So you guys are true patriots for doing that. As we know, since you study history, as do I, history repeats itself. And one thing we've noticed about all these false flag terrorists in our country is that there seems to be, and you actually talked about this early on the broadcast, there's always a drill taking place. So I haven't heard you talk about this. Are you aware of the drill that the government is planning November 13th and 14th to shut down the entire power grid for 2 days and see what the response would be?
Yes, and I've told my crew to talk more about it. I think they're going to selectively do it in FEMA Region 3. But then we've learned there's other drills, and they're doing basically a martial law federalization takeover drill with the Army, riot police, you name it, all over the East Coast. And also in West Virginia, they've taken over for like 6 months schools, roads for the Boy Scout national event, but it's like a martial law drill. And that's what it is. It's all acclimation to get the troops ready for this. And yes, it's a big deal. People can type in the North American governments to run massive cyber attack drill in November, and they've also got one coming up in October. There's a whole bunch of drills. It's Grid X2, Grid SecCon update, and it's on Infowars.com. Drills are notable because they're the perfect cover for false flag ops. But more than that, it's a drill for total federalization so that Northcom can practice how to selectively shut off the power grids and get them back on. Because their big dream, and they've said this, is to be able to shut your power off, but then get it back up. That's the big problem. You think it'd be easy. It takes decades of skill and things just to keep them up. It's an art. It's a science. Most countries can't do it. America and Switzerland and people the French and others were real good at it, taught the world how to do it. And that's why most third world countries have plenty of power. They just don't know how to run it because it's hard. And they used to do it with pads of paper in like the 40s and 50s and 60s and stuff. I mean, it's genius level stuff. And it's an art form passed down by these people. And the power companies keep saying we're trying to keep the power up, but they keep shutting them all down. And so this is mainly a drill testing martial law. And testing locals going under federal control and how to turn our power off. Go ahead.
Well, you've been asking your callers to come in and say, what do you think the Empire Strikes Back would be? For some reason, when I connected those shots, it like sent chill through my body. Just something surreal about that whole thing. And these people, these kleptocratic psychopaths are so predictable now. I mean, it's so obvious now. It's like a glass window. Like you said, the curtain has been turned down. It's burned to the ground. We can all see the odds. He's cranking the levers. And I think that what we can do right now is at least start exposing things that they're going to do in the future, because it is literally that easy to predict what these people are going to do now. They are literally running rogue right now, Alex, and you know it.
Yeah, I do. And I'm really freaked out because I've talked to so many high-powered people that the establishment really is watching our show, and I'm aware, I already know that, but it's like creepy. I mean, it's just, hope folks pray for us. I mean, this is the opposite of an ego trip. I'm up there going, wow, we're kind of like in Mordor with the ring, trying to climb up the side of Mount Doom here. So we need everybody's help and support and spread the word about the broadcast. And we need financial support because I'm maxed out trying to complete all these operations. And I know I should focus mainly on my radio show, and I am, but I also kind of instinctively want to build up a larger infrastructure that understands this info, so no matter what happens to me, I can go forward. All right, thank you so much. God bless you, Owen. I tell you, these are the times that really are exciting in a frightening way, but also in an exhilarating way. No one should be bored right now. I'll tell you that right now. You're bored if you're focused on NFL and acting cool, and you know your wife's focused on I don't know what. I mean, we should be focused on trying to survive as a civilization and move forward. President Bush, thank you for holding. That's what you say your name is. I'd be a conspiracy theorist if I question that. You're supposed to mindlessly believe whatever you're told, or you're a conspiracy theorist. So I believe you are George Bush. In fact, especially Rachel Maddow told me so. Go ahead, President.
Well, howdy there, Alex. I'm over here at my fellow Bonesman and cousin's house, John Kerry, here in Boston, Massachusetts.
And we are, you know what we like to do, we like to, well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just got done sacrificing a goat to help get this war in Syria started. And
of course, when you say that, I can't really do a good George Bush. Of course, when you say that, a kid has a double meaning. I mean, did you kill a four-legged kid or a two-legged kid?
Well, there's an old saying in Massachusetts. You fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
So, you know, we're really concerned over here, and we're just trying to do what we can to get this war started. And, you know, John Kerry, he's doing the best he can, but Obama, he just doesn't seem to have it in him.
John Kerry is liberal, so anything he does is all right. How dare you talk bad about him? What's the big deal about having the FBI? What's the big deal about having the FBI?
We're talking about here.
He is, you're right, George Bush, George W. Bush is cousins with John Kerry and with Obama and with Dick Cheney, and they do stand in a giant vat of feces. I'm not going to say it on air. We have children listening, but it's very trendy. I mean, you know, L.A. thinks they just invented all this. I mean, no, the Germanic death cults had it figured out a while ago. Because if you'll do this when you're, you know, 20 years old, you'll do anything we tell you. Okay, now you've bathed in this, now you will be willing to start doing really hardcore stuff. It's kind of a gang initiation. Thank you for the call, extremist. Let's go ahead and talk to Christian in Nevada. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Alex. It's actually Kristen. How are you?
I'm sorry. My eyes must be getting bad. It's across the room, and it is Kristen. I apologize, Kristen.
That's okay. Okay, so today I was catching up on your show from yesterday, and you had talked about the story about the hooker and, like, she got all beaten up and hit by a car or whatever it was, and you're basically, like, saying how basically America wants to, like, keep people down and dependent on them.
And, well, the criminals that run America do, they want to break our will. Everything they do is about training us. We have no dignity. We have no rights. Yes, they're running pimp game on us.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I was brainwashed to be, like, a liberal for, you know, growing up in the...
That's... Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah, so, but I'm a single parent. I work two jobs, and my parents, I call them libtards, but they're always, like, trying to get me to get on Section 8 and get on food stamps and all this, and I don't because...
Oh, yeah, they make it pretty much impossible for you to not do that by yourself, and I would suggest going to church and finding a good, hardworking man who wants a good woman and wants to help take care of her kid. There are a lot of good men out there who actually want to take care of a woman who already has children. I mean, you could probably go find a good, loving man. There are some left in this country.
I don't think they're in Las Vegas, but I just got my daughter in the Catholic school, which is, you know, another whole thing in itself, but it was a huge fight because I don't get her vaccinated, and it was like another huge deal with that. And then,
but see, as more of us say no, it makes it easier. By law, there's the waiver, and you just show them the literature, and you help them, and that's a good thing you did.
Yeah, and I admire you so much, and I started listening to you about 6 years ago, and you kind of just, like, opened my eyes, and, like, when I was going to college, I'm trying to get back, but it's a little hard right now, but I had done a report in my political science class about the Federal Reserve, and I based a lot of it off of End the Fed by Ron Paul, and my professor was a Democrat, and he worked on Harry Reid's campaign. And so I gave my report to the class, and he basically tried to tell me that it was all false and, like, the Federal Reserve is not a private bank and, like, all this stuff. And it's just, like, it's sad that, you know, our kids have to grow up thinking that.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, here's the great news, Kristen. That doesn't work anymore when they say, oh, the Federal Reserve's not private. Oh, there's no mercury in the shot. Oh, there's no problem. It doesn't work anymore. So don't feel bad when they strike back against you with what they've been told makes them part of the winning team. They're part of the losing team. They're part of the ignorant follower team. And even though you're struggling and poor, you have honor and dignity that is so beautiful. And you have the seed of the universe in you, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and that's all that matters. And you're a loving mother taking care of your child, and you are the purest thing in this world. So don't ever forget that. Your God's greatest creation is a woman and her child. And you should be absolutely just feeling so good about what you're doing and these fights you're winning. God is going to help you more.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Ibram Todashev knew the Tsarnaev brothers. He was reportedly slight friends off and on, lifting weights with Tamerlan. We now know that the younger surviving brother has pled not guilty, and they've declared national security on the case, meaning no news of what's going on in the court can come out. Secret courts. Because we already know his brother was working for the CIA. in a CIA program. This came out in mainstream news in Europe as part of the program run out of Georgetown University and controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski. They were clearly part of a drill and set up. We know that drill happened. They had a drill yesterday blowing something up on a tarmac to scare the public. They could have said that was real and set up some guys part of a drill. This is very dangerous, folks. And you notice the media says that Zohar and Tamerlan are the bombers, even though they scream at the police, we didn't do it, don't shoot, even though it turns out they didn't kill the cops. And then their friend, just someone they knew a bit, the FBI came and shot him in the back of the head. And then got caught lying about it. And we have his wife. We're also later going to try to get some of his family on. Reni Todashev. And they've got a operation they're running to try to get justice for him. And I'm going to tell everybody something. The Supreme Court is hearing about the NDAA right now and how they want to secretly disappear us, secretly kill us, secretly torture us. And they've declared national security on his autopsy and what the FBI did. And the FBI admitted it turned out he didn't resist them. He didn't hurt them. And it looks like an execution. A death squad. And I know I hate to talk like that with his widow here on the line with us. Mrs. Todashev, thank you so much for having the courage to come on with us. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'll give you the floor now. Tell us what happened, what's developed since then, and from any information you have, why they wanted him dead.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to speak with you and speak on the show. There's really not much stuff that we know since they haven't responded to us. They haven't brought their own statements or anything. It just pretty much only out of the press we know some statements that they have been bringing up. But there is nothing much going on from them. They're not responding to us. They're not talking to us. They do not want to bring anything up.
And so now lawsuits are being filed. Tell us about the move to get justice for your executed husband. Yeah, Skype dropped. It was working great until we went to her.
You haven't given us the autopsy report. Once again, we can't do much stuff without us. Yeah, so we don't really have so many official papers of what really happened in there, so there's not much we can do before we do our independent investigation, which is we are doing right now. And there's a lot of prosecutor from Florida who wants to investigate the case, and those people are who are helping us to get justice for him.
How do people find out more about justice for your husband? Because, again, if they can execute him, they can execute anybody.
Sure they can. And that's what we're trying to get to people, that he was killed unfairly. It was just, they came to our home and they just shot him there. And that's what we're trying to get to people, that this is wrong. This is cannot be happening anymore. And I don't even know how we're going to get the justice, but we're going to fight for it. It's going to be a hard case. We're going to be fighting with the FBI.
People can follow it at Twitter if they need to and want to. It's very important. Or on Facebook. It's at Russian_Miami1. And also tell us the best place to visit on Facebook.
I don't know that the Russian Facebook, what were you exactly talking about, but we do have our page for the Ibrahim Justice.
Sure. Tell us, because there's quite a few of them. Which one's the best one for people to go to?
Justice for Ibrahim Todashev. That's the main one. That's what we have, and that's where I am on.
And that's the one we've got on screen. Justice for Ibrahim Todashev, correct?
Correct. That's right.
All right. Now we. This is a short segment. We're coming back in a moment, but I want to get specifically into, for those that haven't followed this, they first said he attacked him. They were injured. Then they admitted they weren't hurt. Then it was he was in a chair, and they shot him in the back of the head, and they're not going to discuss it. From what I know about their tactics, and they have hit teams in the FBI, he was scared. He said, they're coming to kill me. I want to talk about, as best you know, from what was first reported and the different stories the FBI told, and why you think and what the family thinks about what his relationship really was with the brothers, the CIA patsies. We'll be right back, ma'am. We're going to come right back to you with this very important, obviously, breaking news report here to get justice for this executed man.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words of violence break the silence. Come crashing into my
life. Renee Todashev and her husband executed. He was told that the FBI wanted to come talk to him. He said, "They're coming to kill me," the press reported. And then suddenly he was dead, killed execution style in May 22nd of 2013. They arrived at his apartment in Orlando, Florida, interviewed him for 8 hours in the living room. That's let me tell you what that is. And I hate to talk about this because this nice lady says she doesn't know what happened. I know the standard procedure. You know what 8 hours means, right? They got the info they wanted and they executed him. My opinion from past operations studying these people is this has the hallmarks of someone tortured and then executed. They would have kept torturing him and then executed him. Terrence Yakey was tortured, it appeared, for more than 5 hours. many of the police I've interviewed, he was tortured all over his body before they shot him in the back of the head. Same execution style. He, of course, knew who the feds were that bombed Oklahoma City. False flags. They do not play games, folks. And undoubtedly, it did leak that Tamerlan was working in a CIA program to radicalize Mujahideen to attack Russia. He was part of a program that's been connected to that. That came out in the mainstream news, just not in the U.S. You can look that up. We wrote about articles, pointed to the German and French and Russian news about it. That's why the Russians had blown his cover, his fake name, and said, who is this guy you allow to fly in and out with a fake name? He works for you, doesn't he? And they're like, oh, and then the FBI lies that they didn't know him. These guys were playboys out partying. Clearly weren't even Muslims, just like Muhammad Atta at the topless bars every night. They had a lot of money, and her husband reportedly lifted weights with them, and they seemed to believe that he had been given the intel of their real identities. Well, we already know those are blown. The older brother was definitely a CIA asset and got set up. People that are being recruited to this need to understand, especially Muslims. They've done this a lot where they set you up, so look out. 7-7 was the same deal in London. We proved those guys were patsies. It was part of a drill. And they put real bombs on them and blew it up. Some of them escaped, figured it out. They machine gunned them in the street, declared national security at Canary Wharf. I'm going to be quiet now. It's so hard to give out this info while I know that Renny Todeshev, his widow, is here. We're going to talk about justice for your husband. You heard me just lay out what the circumstances point at. It's pretty much cut and dry from my research. From what I know of how these operations work. I'm not saying these men did this. That's what it points at. We know they shot him in the back of the head. Tell us what the family thinks and what your how well your husband really knew them, because they want a media blackout on this, because all these facts for investigators out there and myself and others need this. The prosecutor that's looking into this in Florida, what is he asking you? He'll have important questions on his trail. So just, even though info may not mean anything to you, ma'am, you heard what I just said. It was reported he said, they're coming to get me, they're going to kill me. And people said, oh, you'll be fine, just get out of that, you know, just wait for them. Was that accurate in the media? Where were you when this happened? Tell us the whole story.
That night, I was actually in Atlanta, Georgia. I was about 7 hours away from there. I was at work when it happened. And this is not what exactly he said. He felt strange about it. This is not the first interview that was coming over, and they called him. They told him that's going to be his last interview. The agents from Boston, they come in to speak with him, and he said, guys, I'm just tired of coming to your office. If you want to speak with me, you can come to my house. And he said that if anything happens to me, just say don't be quiet. Just say what happened to me if anything happens. He wasn't scared. If he would, he probably would not even speak with them in the first place. But since he even invited him to our home, that means he wasn't scared of them. And they have interviewed him. He would not respond his cell phone or anything. And they have his friend waiting him outside, but suddenly they let him go after 4 hours. And some of the agents were still with Ibrahim. And right now they've been pulling so many statements that he was armed and he was unarmed and that he was his body was a weapon, since he's an MMA fighter. But he just had his knee surgery back in March. He wasn't able to move pretty quick, pretty fast, or do anything. And after already all that happened, when we was able to enter the house, he had 7 shots. One was in the back of the head, and it has nothing to do with him start attacking them. As they said, they come in with the knife, with the blade, with the broom, with the swords. I think they came with the 5 different statements.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's important you say that. They've now admitted that he didn't have a weapon, didn't attack him. At first, we've been showing the headlines while you've been speaking. That's why they've had, 5 different stories. So now they just declare national security. Keep going through it.
He was shot on the floor. He got, there is no shots in the walls or anything. The bullet did not touch the wall. So
ma'am, your Skype's breaking up. Please just hold a minute.
One day. We do not know how many agents.
Ma'am, let me stop you. Start over with him on the floor being, and this is admitted, killed execution style. It was done with precision. seven shots. Go through that again so your testimony's on record. Your Skype broke up.
So he was definitely on the floor because there is no blood spurting on the wall. There is no bullets on the wall. And he got seven shots, but he does have about 11 holes on his body, which is means some of the bullets went through, and which is means those bullets has to be somewhere in the wall if he was standing up, if they were trying to say that he was attacking them. But none of the bullets was anywhere but the floor. Most likely he was, his face was down, and he was shot near the entrance of the door. I can only guess of what was happening. Either he was trying to get away from them or to run away, or anything could happen in there. And it's been almost 4 months. They've not given us anything, any statements or anything. They blocked the autopsy reports. And this is so weird to me, and it should be questioned by people. How come with the bombing situation, after 3 days, they have choose those people, they choose Jahar and Tamerlan and say that they were the bomber, but it's not enough for them 4 months to give us results, to give us statements of what really happened in those apartments? It's just, it's not common sense to me. It's so many things that they did wrong. Either it's just a cheap show from them. They were trying to blow a show out of it, but I don't think they think that too deep for it to make correct things so the people will not question.
Sure. The your sky broke up again. What about the Tsarnaev brothers themselves? Did you know them? Did you ever see you know anything that they had to say about what they were doing when they would visit the Caucasus? Why Tamerlan had multiple names? Did they ever brag, hey, we're secret agents? Was there anything like that?
I never heard that. I have heard before about Tamerlan when Ibrahim used to live in Boston, but we get married in 2010, and in 2010 in September, Ibrahim moved from Boston to Atlanta, and he have not spoke with Tamerlan for so long. Maybe once in a couple of months, he just would call him and ask him how he's doing, but they were never close friends or anything.
So it's accurate that they were just off and on friends lifting weights and stuff?
Yes, they were not attending to the same gym in Boston.
Because they were both boxers, basically, right?
Correct. They just, well, different type. Tamerlan was a boxer. My husband was an MMA fighter, which is mixed martial arts.
Sure.
So that's just a different type of fight.
Sure. What does your gut tell you? What does the family think of why they were there 8 hours and then he shot in the back of the head and shot six other times on the floor? I mean, what do you guys think really happened in your gut?
The only guess we can have that they, first of all, they knew that they are going there to kill him. And they probably have told them, they have told Ibrahim of what they've done to Tamerlan, what they've done to Jahar. They probably told him that all this set up, and either you're going to admit that you were there or you were helping or whatever. And my husband just said that I'm not going to be signing anything, and I'm not going to be committing to anything that I haven't done. Since they were trying to probably just commit him to something to sign, and he just said no.
So sign this, or your brains, your signature, or your brains will be on the contract. I'm sorry to quote The Godfather, but.
But pretty much that's probably what was going on in there.
So that's what your all the evidence points towards. What about the precedent? Everyone, Ron Paul, myself, countless others said, if we set up Homeland Security Patriot Act, have an NDAA where they say they can kill citizens whenever they want, they're going to start doing it. And they're now disappearing. Citizens, you name it. They've got death squads that I know killed a CIA section chief in Houston a few years ago. He gets out of his car. They kill him even on chopper video. He had no weapon. I mean, people need to understand we're getting to a point now where they have special unit killers on big police forces that work for the different agencies, defense intelligence, State Department security services, CIA, NSA, private corporations, Blackwater connected groups. I mean, I happen to know this for a fact. I'm not naive because I had some family that was recruited out of the Army to do things like this. The point is, and it got so immoral, refused to do it and got out of it. So the big lie is people say you can't get out of it. That's not true. Just America is so naive, they don't know what's happening here. I mean, maybe 5% chance out of 100. He said, that's it, I'm leaving, get out of here. And the FBI got mad and shot him. And we see cops all the time now. If you say no, they just think they're allowed to kill you. But just the whole way this looks in 8 hours, I think exactly what you're saying and what your family thinks, that he was told, you either sign this or that's the end of it. And we know that's a classic confession technique. The Austin police have been caught on video multiple times saying, you'll sign this confession or we're going to blow your brains out. That's how they got a confession on the yogurt shop murders, because they wanted to cover up who really did that here in Austin. But I'm kind of going off into inside baseball stuff. Other key points people should know about, ma'am?
It looks like the law enforcement being shot in so many people and they getting away with it. And people speak today, just don't, they should talk about law enforcement who killing people with no, it just, I don't even know how to say that. But they getting away with so many things, and in this case, we are not gonna get they're not gonna get away with it, because we are not gonna stop fighting for it. We are gonna keep fighting for it, and people need to really look up for it and be more afraid of law enforcement than to be afraid of mafia or anybody else. Even mafia get punishment for killing for the wrong death, but law enforcement doesn't.
Well, you know, the FBI in the last 2 years has killed 150-plus people in questionable circumstances, and the FBI has ruled no fault in every case. Now, does anyone believe they're 100% innocent? I mean, how naive. I heard the Austin police chief say 2 weeks ago on the radio that there's not one bad cop in Austin, and they're all good. Now, that is just bald-faced bull. That's propaganda. And when you start having government say, we're 100% good, you better start looking out that they're bad.
True.
Well, I'll tell you,
that's
creepy.
That's exactly what it is.
But listen, go ahead. I mean, other points.
No, I'm completely agree with that. Those are most people who you need to be afraid of. Because if they're going to kill you, they're going to get away with it. They are just law enforcement. The worst case scenario is going to happen. They're going to get fired from their job. And once again, just to cover somebody who is up higher, who is actually was working on that case. Because my husband get killed not from those people who actually kill him. It has to be something higher up of them. And what's going to happen now? They're going to fire the person who killed him, and that's it. But to shot somebody 7 times and said that this was a self-defense, come on, people, you got to be kidding me. And back in the head, this is just a straight execution style. There is no way somebody would. And plus, if they said that he confessed, he, I'm assuming you need a live person. You need to open the murder, so they assigned him to a triple murder as well. If he just signed a confession, he confessed that he was in that murder, he killed somebody, you need a live person. And to stop a person, even if he being aggressive to you, you can shot him once, twice, but not to kill him. He got 3 shots in the heart and 1 in the liver, 1 in the head. So those 5 shots are straight death shots. And 2 more that on his arm. So, and none of them were to stop him. All the shots were to kill him.
Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. This was done to execute him. Triple shot in the heart, liver shot, head shot. Absolutely trying to make sure your husband was dead. I don't think they would do this unless they had NSA communiques, which we know they have, and that that one of the brothers, probably Tamerlan, contacted him to tell him something, or he was told something that they didn't want out there. Did your husband ever say anything to you about things like that?
No, never.
You're in Moscow now. Why have you gone to Moscow? Do you not feel safe in the former United States?
Sons, I brought my husband's body with my father-in-law back here to bury him at home in Chechnya. I haven't went back to the United States, and that's exactly why I do not feel safe anymore there. Plus, my mom being right now, they have she's working for the U.S. Army. They have took her files right now. She's under investigation as well up from the FBI. And for me to go back there, I think that's probably another thing they want me to do, to go back there. And you never know. Next thing you know, that my plane, when I was flying, get crashed, I get in a car accident, or anything like that may happen as well. That's why I do not want to go there. I do not feel safe in there until they're going to release statements of my husband's death and tell us of what happened in there.
Wow. We're going to come back with a final segment with you. You have a lot of courage, obviously. I want to ask you when we come back, so think about this, because a lot's going on. I've talked to some of the family, obviously, the aunt, and then talked to others, and they're ready to come on, and then they get threatened away and get scared. I know you've talked to some of the family as well. When we come back, I want to ask you about the parents and aunt of Tamerlan and his little brother, and what they're saying to you about any threats they've received. It's important to get those on record. This is like a spy movie. It's very scary, but it's real, ladies and gentlemen, and it shows what we all have to look forward to under the FEMA system.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Zohar and Tamerlan, Tsarnaev, They've declared national security and gagged the trial because he says he's not guilty. And you know, he's in there saying, my brother was trained by them. My brother was CIA. We know that. And the mainstream controlled media, the dead media, hopes you don't find that out. And it's just amazing. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment, the amazing courage he has joining us from Moscow. I should have pointed that out to begin with. PRIproducts.com are, I mean, the name. I can't believe we got this sponsor. We always try to get you the best sponsors. You're not going to hear me here promoting Bitcoin, folks, and stuff like that. Not knocking people that are into that. I just do not promote stuff that's speculative. PRIproducts.com is amazing. They've got it for industrial use. They've got it for big engines, regular engines. This is what the real experts use. Engine power will increase. You'll get higher performance, better gas mileage. Your fuel will last longer, even if degraded by age. Yeah, they've got fuel saver systems. It can make your fuel last for 3 years. Fuel system and engine deposits will be prevented. This is, I mean, just a huge, very successful, the name, top-of-the-line company. And this is what, when you're at, like, places working on 18-wheelers or race car shops, I mean, you see Power Research, Inc. This is the name, PRIproducts.com. We appreciate them supporting the broadcast, so be sure and support them and support your vehicle's quality of running and engine life and so much more. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the ProPure water filters. That's good for your body, high quality. I get 10% off with promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Obamacare T-shirt that says death panels are cool to go out and deprogram the idiot Obama people who are really worried to wake up now that it's starting to kick in. So all that and more help support the First Amendment, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So talking to the families, Mrs. Todashev, again, if you just joined us, her husband was executed 4 months ago by the FBI at his home after 8 hours of interrogation, and he was kind of a passing friend with Tamerlan, the deceased bombing patsy. In closing, ma'am, talking to their family, I know you've talked to them some, I was told, and others, have they told you why they're pretty much silent now? And then what do you make of the big movement for justice for the little brother that's pled not guilty right now?
There's no, nobody keeps silence. They just, there's nothing we can do. Right now, the family of the Tamerlan Johar, we're just waiting for the court date, which is going to be September 23rd, and from there, see what's going to happen. This is just a matter of time. We just have to be patient and wait for it, which is the hardest thing ever. You help us. You can't do anything. He's right there, we're right here, and we can help him anyhow.
Well, there's movements to get justice for Johar, the patsy right now, pleading not guilty, trying to get access to the courts as a U.S. citizen, and they've not given him that. I mean, they're having a court trial, but it's blacked out, national security. That tells everybody right there what's going on. Your husband's murder is now national security, they've declared. And people should donate to both causes to get justice for the court system in America against the NDAA and the rest of it. Again, your Facebook is private. How do people go there to support you then? Or is there any other email? You were telling me a prosecutor wants to help you guys. What's some other tidbits of info?
Now, to anyone who wants to join the group, there's whoever's trying to get to the group, they just asking for it to be into that group. And we're no problem with adding people in there. Same with the Johar group as well.
And that's Justice for Ibrahim Todashev?
Correct.
On Facebook. We've been putting it up on screen so people can go there and do that. Or we're next. We could be next. Ma'am, thank you so much for your courage. And I look forward to speaking to you in the future. And tell the family, not just your family, but the other family of the patsies, if they'd like to come on this show, we have the courage to put them on to defend the Republic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
States. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.